Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council late yesterday voted to condemn North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan. They called it an outrageous act. Koro Bashir is Japan's UN ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
The ambassador said he hopes the 15-member council will now follow up their statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one that includes further sanctions. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, said China is working with other council members on a necessary response. On Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. President Donald Trump said the message from the North was received loud and clear. He said such tests only further isolate the regime and that, quote, all options are on the table. Pakistan's National Assembly passed a resolution today strongly denouncing President Donald Trump's new policy on Afghanistan. It also called his and General John Nicholson's statements on Pakistan, quote, hostile and threatening. President Trump had some harsh words for Pakistan when he announced his new Afghanistan policy last week, saying that they were housing terrorists. Soon after, in an interview with Afghan TV, the top U.S. military commander in Kabul, General Nicholson, said the U.S. is aware of the presence of Taliban leaders in the Pakistani cities of Quetta and Peshawar, and that they should not sleep well in peace. This is VOA News.